Daily Minutes nummer 1497 met een uitzending van vandaag, 15 december 2018, is het bulletin van zaterdag. Today's content will be largely in English. De uitzending vandaag is grotendeels in het Engels. Net voor de afkondiging van Lodewijk hebben we weer data die automatisch schakelt. Het begint rond 1500 hertz. We beginnen met TX Factor's versie van het RTB News.
Hello, this is Bob McCready, G0FGX, with the TX Talk podcast of the GB2 RS News for Sunday, the 16th of December 2018. The news headlines: Kenilworth pupils speak to astronaut, SAQ to transmit on Christmas Eve, and call in to Yota stations. Pupils at Kenilworth School in Warwickshire conversed with astronaut Serena Aunon-Chancellor aboard the ISS on Friday afternoon. The amateur radio on the International Space Station contact was facilitated by the ARIS volunteers and streamed live via the internet. 10 children asked around 20 probing questions, and we learned things like what the outside of the ISS smells like. Amateurs around the country were listening into the transmissions direct from the spacecraft, and many posted their experiences to social media both during and immediately after the contact. Sweden's Alexanderson Alternator Station, SAQ, has planned a Christmas Eve transmission on 17.2 kHz. The transmitter will be tuned up starting at around 0730 UTC, and a message will be transmitted at 0800 UTC. The 200 kilowatt Alexanderson Alternator is an electromechanical transmitter dating back to 1924. The event will be streamed live on the Alexanderson site YouTube channel. Listener reports are invited via email or direct to radio station in Grimeton 72, so that's spelt not quite as you'd expect, RADIOSTATIONEN, and Grimeton, second word, GRIMETOM, 72, comma, and then it's SE43298, and that's the postcode, Grimeton, GRIMETON, in Sweden. Amateur radio station Sierra Kilo 6, Sierra Alpha Quebec, will be active on Christmas Eve on 7.035 and 14.035 on CW and 3.755 on SSB. Two stations will be on the air most of the time. Youngsters on the Air Month, or YOTA, runs throughout December. The next clubs to activate the GB18 YOTA call sign will be the RSGB's National Radio Centre on Sunday, and this is followed by Castle Russian High School Radio Club on the 21st and Chertsey Club on the 22nd, 23rd and 24th. If you hear these stations and others around the world taking part in YOTA Month, please take the time to contact the young people. The forms and paperwork for the various RSGB regional and board elections is now available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/nominations. There are 10 regional vacancies, 2 elected board director vacancies, and 2 nominated board director vacancies. Volunteers are sought for all of these roles. Details will also appear in the January 2019 edition of RADCOM. Due to a change in working hours, Bill, Golf 4, India Oscar Delta, and Jasmine, Golf 4, Kilo Foxtrot Papa, will no longer be able to read the news at 9:30 a.m. on Sundays, so replacements are being sought. At the end of the year, Bill will have read the news for 26 years, and the RSGB would like to commend him on his services to his fellow amateurs. Ideally, a small team of newsreaders covering the West Yorkshire area would mean that no single reader has to read each week. Contact radcom@rsgb.org.uk if you're willing to become part of the valuable news reading service. And remember, we're looking for newsreaders for the West Yorkshire area. Another call for volunteers, this time from Region 9. Regional Representative Tom, Golf Zero, November Sierra Yankee, is looking for district representatives for the Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire areas. If you live in those areas and are interested in joining the regional team, you can contact Tom via email to rr9@rsgb.org.uk. rr9@rsgb.org.uk. Now, a reminder, next week is the last GB2 RS News broadcast of 2018, and transmissions will resume on Sunday, the 6th of January. Finally, the Radcom editorial team apologises to David Jackson, Golf 4 Hotel Yankee Yankee, his late brother, Golf 3 Zulu Mike X-Ray, and also to Golf 4 Juliet Yankee Yankee for errors made in recent Silent Keys listings in Radcom. We are pleased to report that Golf 4 Hotel Yankee Yankee and Golf 4 Juliet Yankee Yankee are alive and well, despite being reported to the contrary. And we're very sorry for any distress caused, and we'll print a correction in the February edition. Now, details of rallies and events for the coming week, and this won't take long because we've no rallies in the diary for the next two weekends. If you want to get your event into Radcom, onto GB2RS and on the RSGB website, please send your details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We need to know at least 3 to 4 months in advance to get your information into Radcom. DX News from 425 DX News and other sources next, and Elvira India Victor 3 Foxtrot Sierra Golf is active as Echo 44 Yankee Lima from Palestine until the 18th of December. She's operating SSB, RTTY and FTA, QSL via Clublogs OQRS or via India Kilo 3 Golf Echo Sierra. Harry Juliet Golf 7 Papa Sierra Juliet is going to be active as Juliet Delta 1 Bravo Mike Hotel from Chichiema, IOTA reference Alpha Sierra 031 from the 17th of December through to the 2nd of January. He'll be operating CW, SSB and RTTY on the 160 to 10 metre bands. QSL is via Juliet Delta 1 Bravo Mike Hotel via the Bureau or Juliet Golf 7 Papa Sierra Juliet Direct. Harry does not use Logbook of the World. Ben, Delta, Lima 6, Romeo, Alpha, India, is active as Papa 4 / Delta, Lima 6, Romeo, Alpha, India from Aruba, Sierra, Alpha, 036, until the 27th of December. He will focus on the 160 and 80 metre bands, QSL via Clublogs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via his home call. Anders Sierra Mike 4 Kilo Yankee November is going to be active as Papa Juliet 2 / Sierra Mike 4 Kilo Yankee November from Curacao, Sierra Alpha 099 until the 14th of January. QSL is direct to his home call. Special event news now, and several NASA amateur radio clubs are going to be marking the 50th anniversary of Apollo 8 between the 21st and 27th of December. Apollo 8 was launched on the 21st of December 1968 and splashed down 6 days later on the 27th. It was the first manned spacecraft to leave low Earth orbit, orbit the Moon, and return safely. Special event operation will be on various bands and modes, and participating stations will self-spot on the DX cluster as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Please send event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible if you want some free publicity on GB2RS in Radcom and of course online. And UK special event stations, as we always remind you, have to be open to the public so our free publicity can make your efforts even more widely known. It's contest news now, and the second machine-generated mode, or MGM, contest on the 6 and 2 metre bands takes place this weekend, ending its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 16th. This is the second in the series of this brand-new concept contest designed to be dedicated to machine-generated modes. The first leg in April was well-received all over Europe, and the now-popular FT8, MSK144, FSK441 and other machine-generated modes are all allowed in this contest, with the emphasis on DX and with multipliers for each new four-character locator square. So the exchange is signal report and your four-character locator, and if you go to rsgbcc.org/VHF, you'll find all the info there. rsgbcc.org/VHF. On Tuesday, the 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Thursday, the 70 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all mode 70 MHz UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. Finally, we have the radio propagation report compiled by Golf Zero, Kilo Yankee Alpha, Golf 3, Yankee Lima Alpha, and Golf 4, Bravo Alpha Oscar on Friday the 14th of December. As we are approaching Christmas, we have a festive twist to the HF propagation report this week. Firstly, though, this week saw a lack of sunspots with the solar flux index around 70. Geomagnetic conditions were better than they have been, though, due to a lack of coronal holes, with the K index being 2, 1, or 0 as the week progressed. Next week, NOAA says the solar flux index will probably be around 68 again, with quite settled geomagnetic conditions and a maximum K index of 2 or perhaps 3. If you fancy something a little bit different, Santa Claus and his ham radio elves are on from Romania again for the third consecutive year. The Yankee Papa Xmas call signs are a tradition, and the Romanian Radio Club Association, ARRR, says it aims to give moments of joy to the radio community around the winter holidays. The Santa Claus story via radio waves was started by Finnish radio amateurs, beginning with Oscar Hotel 9 Sierra Charlie Lima in 1986, and later the Oscar Foxtrot 9 X-ray team. And it's been taken over in recent years by different colleagues from several European countries. In 2018, Romania is preparing for the largest team with activators in all the districts of Yankee Oscar. So if you Google Yankee Papa hyphen Xmas, X-ray Mike Alpha Sierra, for details, all you have to do is contact at least three different Yankee Papa Xmas call signs, and they will be able to issue an electronic award directly from the man in the red suit himself. HF propagation to Romania is probably best on 20 metres during the day. Falls back at night to 40 metres, or more likely 80 metres will be the favourite bands for contacts after dark. For VHF and up, it's a low pressure theme from one of the longer range models, with an area of low pressure right over the country by the second half of next week. A second model is slightly more cautious in bringing the next low in after midweek, but nonetheless doesn't really leave room for any high pressure of significance. This all means that the weather influence is very limited during the coming week. No real signs of tropo, possibly a little microwave band's rain scatter, although it's not a very strong hint. The midwinter period can produce some out of season sporadic E, although it will be limited and fleeting. The best way forward is to monitor the clusters for signs of 10 meter activity showing as short skip signals from Europe. The Geminids meteor shower is over now, so while we wait for the next major one, which is the Quadrantids in January, it's back to early morning sporadic meteors for our meteor scatter DX on the low VHF bands. The moon's declination goes positive on Sunday, and its orbit is bringing it closer all this week. Moon windows for EME will lengthen and losses decrease as the week progresses, so get active in next weekend's 3.4 GHz activity session. That's all from the propagation team for this week. And if you'd like to read a full transcript of this GB2 RS News broadcast from the Radio Society of Great Britain, you'll find it at the RSGB website under News. To hear the local news for your area, of course, you need to tune in to the local radio station that provides that service for you. And you can also read that in transcript form at the RSGB website. I'm Bob McCready, G0FGX, and this has been the TX Talk podcast of the GB2 RS News from the Radio Society of Great Britain.
Daily Minutes zijn dagelijks vanaf ongeveer 1900 uur te beluisteren. De uitzending wordt een dag later om 10:30 ochtends herhaald. Alle mail is welkom op het adres x@xdv.me. Dat is ook te vinden rechts bovenaan de webpagina van de uitzendingen www.pa0ete.nl. De Daily Minutes toont iedere dag weer aan de hand van schokkende voorbeelden hoe een hobby mensenlevens kan veranderen. De internetfaciliteiten en studiohardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl. 70MHzShop.nl.
En microfoon naar retour.